Take your Bible, please, and turn to Hebrews 11 this morning, Hebrews chapter 11. I want to thank the choir, and Jeremy and Haley, and also our worship team for the music today. We're going to continue today with our series that we began back before Christmas and the holiday on faith, and so we'll pick up here again today talking about faith from Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to talk today about how we can overcome fear with faith. And that is seen in this passage of Scripture that we're going to be talking about today. Let's pick up in verse 30 here, and I'll read the Scripture, and then we'll get going this morning with the message. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the heart of Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again. And so here's where you see the transition begin. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves on the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. It was C.S. Lewis who said this. C.S. Lewis said, faith is the art of holding on to things your reason was once accepted, in spite of your changing moods. Fear is a mood. Fear is an emotion. And so what we read about today, though, are the struggles that these folks face and the struggles that we all face in life. But we overcome those with faith. F.B. Meyer said this, unbelief puts our circumstances between us and God. Faith puts God between us and our circumstances. What we have in Hebrews 11 here is illustrations of faith. And so today you see all these names that are mentioned here, these Bible names that most of us are familiar with. And what you see here really is an illustration of how they face the struggles of life. Some of them were delivered. However, the Bible says others were not delivered, but yet they did not lose their faith in God. Faith really is the ability to hold up under the pressures and struggles of life, and that faith comes from God. The reality of our faith certainly is God. Our faith is in God, that He is our source of faith. The Bible teaches that our root of faith is hearing the Word of God. In Romans 10, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So many times I agree with D.L. Moody's statement on that passage in Romans 10 when we talk about the root of our faith and hearing from the Word of God. He said, for a long time, I just prayed that faith would come down and just flow over me and cover me. And he said, then I went to Romans 10 and I read that verse that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. And he said, every day since, I've just gone to the Word. And I go to the Word. And see, that's why the reading the Word is so important to us. And that's why it should be primary in our life, reading the Word of God, reading about these illustrations here today. See, what that does is strengthen our faith because we see that faith is real, that faith works, that we can believe God, that we can trust God. And so then we've talked about the result of faith. The result of faith is doing the will of God. We hear from God. We understand that God is the reality of our faith. And then we do His will. You see, what faith is, faith simply is a positive response to what God wants us to do. And so whatever it is in your life where you need faith and what God is speaking to you about, and whatever it is your response needs to be, in a positive way, that is faith. We put faith and trust in God. So what do you need to believe God about today? What is your struggle? What's your difficulty? What's the circumstance? And so we understand that. A couple of weeks ago, I gave you that quote that was taken from the wall of a German Holocaust survivor. And this was found on this man's wall before he died. And here's what he said. He said, faith really is the ability to believe in God when He's silent, when the prayers are not answered. And so here's the quote that they found on his wall. I believe in the sun even when it does not shine. I believe in love even when it does not show. I believe in God even when He does not speak. And so we're talking about faith today. And we're talking about these illustrations of faith that we see here today. So what is faith? Someone said this, that faith is the active practice of faith in the promises of God. And that's a good way to talk about it. Faith is concrete conviction. Faith is evidence in God. You remember when the Russian astronaut went into space and he said, made that statement, I didn't see God anywhere in space. And then a couple years later, of course, the Americans sent the astronauts up and the astronauts said, I didn't see God face to face, but I saw the handiwork of God, you know, in the universe. Well, see, that's the evidence of God. The handiwork of God is evidence of God. The Bible gives us truth about God. We hear the message of Christ. And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing that message of Jesus Christ. And that's the evidence of our faith. It's not blind faith, but we place faith in God. Faith is solid, unshakable, confidence in God, built upon the assurance that He is faithful to His promises. That is what faith is all about. So, what is the journey of faith? There's a scripture in the Old Testament that I've gone through time and time again. Through the journey of faith that I'm on and the journey of faith that you're on, probably you've used these verses before, but it's Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6, where the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And to lean not to our understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. And see, that's the journey of faith. That's the journey of faith here that you see in these names that are mentioned here today. If you look at some of these names here, it begins talking about how by faith the walls of Jericho fell. But that's talking about Joshua. It's talking about after 40 years of crossing the Red Sea, they finally came to the Jordan River. They're going to enter into the land of Canaan. Joshua is leading the Israelites to the promised land, so they came to the walls of Jericho, and through faith, the walls of Jericho came down. What is your wall of Jericho today? What's your impossible situation? What's your struggle? See, that's how the Word is speaking to our hearts today. That's the illustration of faith. When we face Jericho, whatever that may be, then we put our faith in God. Talking about Rahab the harlot. That's an interesting story in the Bible. But she hid the spies because she believed in the promise of God. She believed that God would deliver her. She believed that God would save her from the wrath of the enemy of Israel. And so she did what she did by faith. She laid her life on the line. And she was rewarded because of that when she hid the spies. She became, in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, became an ancestor of Jesus Christ. And all you can say about that, that is the grace of God. I mean, that's a great example of the grace of God. And then he goes on here in this chapter talking about, he goes really to the book of Judges. And these examples here that he uses here are all taken from the Judges. And he's talking about Gideon. He's talking about Barak. He's talking about Samson and Japheth. All those are found in the book of Judges. Remember Gideon leading just a small army, you know, against the enemy of Israel. God gave him a great victory against the Midianites. And what a great story that is in the Bible. So it is with Barak, how he led, you know, in a great victory for Israel. So he goes through these examples of these folks here. Then he talks about King David. He begins with the prophets, talking about Samuel. What do we know about Samuel? Well, we know that Samuel was a great prophet of God. He was the last of the judges, the first of the prophets in the Old Testament. But Samuel was known as a man of prayer. I mean, he just believed in prayer so much. And so that's an illustration for us to see here, how they subdued kingdoms. They worked righteousness. That could be seen in David's life, King David. They obtained promises. Stop the mouth of lions. Now, where does that take you? That takes you directly to the book of Daniel. When Daniel was thrown in the den of lions. You remember that story from the Bible? From the Old Testament? And how God shut the mouths of those lions? And Daniel was delivered from that situation. And then he talks about the fire here. Those who quenched the violence of the fire. Also in the book of Daniel, you remember the three Hebrew children. They were cast in that fiery furnace, but they were not burned. But here's what the Bible says about them. They said, King, we're not going to bow down to your idol. We're not going to bow down to this God that you've made, this statue that you've made. And they said, if we are thrown in the fiery furnace, if we're delivered, we're going to keep believing in God. But if not, we'll still believe in God. And see, their faith did not fail. Their faith was all the way through consistent. It was belief in God, belief in the promises of God. And then you get into this idea here about how in the battles and in the battles they won and the enemy fleeing from them. In verse 35, how women received the dead raised again to life. Those are stories in the Old Testament. In the book of Kings. In the book of Samuel. And you remember Elijah and how those children were raised from the dead. That's exactly what it's talking about right here. Where they put their faith in God. And then, see, that is the journey of faith all the way through for you and me. The journeys of faith that we're on. We put faith in God, we trust God, and we believe in Him. Then He comes to the others. Those who had trials, mockings, and scourgings. Chains of imprisonment. Those who were stoned. Do you realize that's how Jeremiah died? The great prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Tradition tells us that he was stoned to death. Who was sawn in two? Tradition tells us that Isaiah, that great prophet in the New Testament, that Isaiah was sawn in two. And then he goes on talking about all the things that's going on. During the time of the Maccabees, between the last book of the New Old Testament and the first book of the New Testament, those 400 silent years, and all the scourging and torturing that went on there. And then he carries on in, I think, into the life of John the Baptist, and you get into the New Testament, how all of these folks had faith, regardless of what they faced in life. And so that's the journey. The blessing of Hebrews chapter 11 is simply this, that it takes faith. That salvation has always been by faith. How were they saved in the Old Testament? By faith. How were they saved in the New Testament? By faith. How are we saved today? By faith in God. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Saved by grace through faith. That is the message of the Bible. Salvation comes through faith. Now, I want to give you some keys here to help you to grow in your faith. And then we'll finish up here. Okay? The first thing is this. To grow in faith, we need preaching. Amen. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. That's why worship is important. That's why worship should be a priority. That's why reading the Word should be a priority, as I said. Because we need that. We need stories like this. When we face the struggles of life and the circumstances of life, we need stories like this to encourage us. And so here are the illustrations. Here's how these people got through. With faith in God and trust in God is how they made it. Secondly, to grow our faith, we need problems. You know what problems do? Problems grow our faith. They really do. When we go through those circumstances and difficulties and struggles of life that we don't understand or there's no answer for, then we come to God with our faith. Our faith is grown. Our faith is strengthened because it does not collapse under the circumstances of life. To grow our faith, we need people. We need each other. It's such an encouragement to see you here today. It's such encouragement when we gather together and worship. I mean, we're here because we believe and we trust in God. We have faith in God and we worship Him and we honor Him and we give praise to Him in our worship. And that is such an encouragement to hear your stories and to hear the stories of the Bible. So we do need people. We need each other to grow our faith. We need purpose. And God's purpose for your life. God's purpose for my life. And we understand that He has a purpose for us. And it's through faith that we live that purpose out. And so that's what you see in these illustrations. God had a purpose for these people. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. And so we see here how they did that. It was through faith. We need faith. Or we need to grow our faith through perspective. Faith is believing what God has said simply because He said it. That's perspective. They had the right view of God. They had the right view of what God, who God is and what He was. So our faith is based on that kind of attitude. And so do we trust God? See, that's what it comes to. Do we really trust God with the circumstances of life? I'm reading someone, I forgot who I was reading, and they said this. They said, what faith does, it shows us in three ways in which courage demonstrates our faith. Number one, faith conquers in the struggle. Number two, faith continues in suffering. And number three, faith counts on salvation. And that's a good way to summarize this passage here in Hebrews 11. You see, life is a struggle. And the only effective weapon we have in the struggles of life is faith. Our faith in God. Believing in His promises. So what is your struggle today? What's your circumstance today? What's the difficulty today? How are you going to overcome that? We overcome fear with faith. Folks, we live in a very frightening world today, a very scary world. We live in a world today where things can cause emotions in our heart. Remember what Jesus said over and over again, fear not. Fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not, believe in me. Fear not, trust me. And so it could be with any circumstance in life that comes our way that causes our fear. It could be financial. It could be in a relationship. It could be, you know, a situation with circumstance. It could be a health issue. It could be all those issues that we face. And so how do we answer that? We answer that with faith, believing in God and trusting in Him. So when we think about all these examples today, and we think about these stories in the Bible, then it gives us hope, it gives us encouragement, and it gives us faith to keep on believing. Why? Because verse 40 says this, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. In other words, folks, we're not home yet. In other words, there's something better coming down the line. And we know what that is. That is the promise of heaven. So how do we endure? The Bible says how Moses endured was that he saw him who is invisible. Amen. And so we keep our eyes focused on him and we look to him. Now, I said in the beginning here this, that what faith really is, it's responding in a positive way to what God wants you to do. It may be today that you've never started on the journey of faith. You haven't taken that step to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. See, that's faith. To put faith in Him, to say, Lord, come into my life, be my Savior, forgive me my sin. That is faith. That is a step of faith that puts you on the journey of faith. That begins that spiritual base in your life. If you have never established that spiritual base, that's the step of faith that God wants you to take. That's the positive response to what God is saying today. Put faith in me. Trust in me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we put faith in that. We put trust in that. That He'll forgive us of our sin. That we have a home in heaven. So He wants you to take that step in a positive way. Now the negative thing would be, the negative response would be to say no. And to reject the invitation and say no to that. Don't do that. Now positive faith. Positive step. Positive response in the life of a believer is this. Bring your difficulty to Him. Bring your circumstance to Him. Trust God. Because God knows what's best. God will answer the prayer. God will give you the victory that you need in your life. God can do the impossible. But if not, what do? We do exactly what these folks here did. We keep on believing. And our faith keeps on growing. And we keep on trusting in Him. Will you turn it over to God this morning? That is what faith is all about. Sometimes I get fearful about things. And I just let fear, that emotion of fear, just take over. Because we have a tendency to want to work it out and do it our way. And try to make things come together. And sometimes they just don't. And so it's in those times, you know, you just get down on your knees or whatever you do in prayer and you find that place of prayer and you say, God, help me. Lord, I need your help. And that's all we do. We just cry out. It could be in a hospital room. It could be in that doctor's office. It could be in a lawyer's office. It could be a situation at work, a situation at school. And all you do is say, God, You got to do something here. I need your help. And so we put faith and trust in Him. We can overcome fear through faith. Remember, Jesus said, fear not, for I am with you. Let's stand for our prayer, please. Lord, we thank you today for this word. We thank you for these stories here in Hebrews 11. of these great people of faith. And Father, today I know sometimes our faith is weak. And I know sometimes that we struggle. But Lord, I pray today that you would strengthen our faith. Help us, God, to bring our circumstance to you. Help us to bring our situations to you. Those things that overwhelm us, those things that cause fear. Lord, I pray that we could turn those over to you today. Fear really is an enemy of the journey of faith. Many times we look at the circumstance rather than looking to you. So, Father, today I pray that we would look to you and not to the circumstance. I pray that you would strengthen those who need to be strengthened today. Father, for those who need to begin the journey, those who need to establish that spiritual base in their life, I pray that they would come today. I pray that they would step out from where they are today and come and say, yes, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. I put my faith and trust in Him as my Savior. Father, I pray that there'd be those who'd come today and say yes to this invitation. Lord, help us all to respond to this message today in a positive way and putting our faith and trust in you and leave this place today encouraged. In your name we pray. Amen.